This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here. The Healing Muse, the annual literary and visual arts journal from Upstate's Center for Bioethics and Humanities, is about to release this year's edition. And to tell us more about it, we've invited Dr. Deirdre Nealon, Associate Professor of Bioethics and Humanities, and its editor, to join us. Welcome, Deirdre.
Hi, Linda. Thank you for having me.
So just for the sake of those listeners who may not be familiar with The Healing Muse, I mean, even though you've been closing all of our shows with all of your moving entries, but just for those people who may not either have heard the end of the show or are familiar with the Muse itself, tell us about the journal. What's its mission?
The mission of the journal is very simple. It's to open up a dialogue or a conversation between all of those people involved in patient care. So whether you have been a patient or you have been a lover of a patient, or if you are a physician or a nurse or a healthcare professional, we are trying to figure out better ways to serve people. And the journal reflects this in that we've opened it up to the entire world. People can write to us or send us their photos and art. But what we're trying to ask them to do is reflect upon that universal experience we all have when we fall ill, when our body fails.
So it's the experience of illness, but also the complexities of healing.
Yes.
And all of the participants in that process can either weigh in on it or benefit from hearing about people's experiences.
That is our hope, Linda. I mean, I think, you know, when I read our works on the air on this wonderful show, I'm hoping that people just have a chance to feel a little less alone. Illness can be so isolating. You know, we fear that we'll never have what we did or that we'll never be what we were. And I think when we write or we listen to people who have written about that, you realize that, okay, someone else has experienced this, someone else got through it, I'm going to get through it too.
Absolutely. So when did the journal actually get started? Give us a little history.
I'd love to. This will be our 13th year.
Wow.
Which is a long time. And it started in the year 2000, as an in-house journal. And by that I mean Dr. Bonnie St. Andrews, who was our founding editor, wanted to have Upstate be a place where its practitioners could publish their works. And by doing that, she hoped to encourage people at Upstate to begin to think of their work as something that could go beyond the actual healing that was occurring in their clinic area or in the classroom, et cetera.
And maybe even open up a discussion amongst healthcare providers about the need for compassionate care.
Yes, or totally.
Because obviously people who are healthcare providers have feelings.
They have
deep
feelings.
They have to deal with them with every case.
Exactly. And how do they stay fresh? How do they approach you and your case with the same kind of open heart that they did 10 years ago when they started their practice?
So in the last 13 years, tell us about some of the highlights for you.
Well, the highlights definitely include the fact that we moved from an in-house journal so rapidly to a national and now international journal. And by that I mean, thanks to the internet, people are reading about what other people do all the time. And we now get submissions from every state in the union.
Wow.
And many countries. And it's so interesting that, again, this universal experience of I'm ill, I'm scared, I'm healed, I'm different. I want to talk about that. Whether it's happening in Israel or whether it's happening in Iran, we have had, you know, people write to us from these countries, and it's very similar to what we're feeling here in the United States, and I find that very exciting. Another highlight was a few years ago we had the poet laureate Kay Ryan come, and she did a reading for us here at Upstate, and she taught a class with some of our physician in training writers. We have students in the medical college who are trying to think about now writing their experiences as they go through training. And Kay came and was very generous talking to them about how a poet works. What do you do about that? And that was a wonderful highlight. And she then gave us one of her poems to print in the journal. So
Wow. We
actually have a poet laureate in the journal. That was pretty exciting.
That absolutely was. And it strikes me also, I happen to have two children in medicine, but one is a very serious writer at the same time. And I think that opportunity to express yourself in writing, especially going through the kinds of things you must when you're a healthcare provider, must be healing for yourself as well as for others to participate in reading it and sharing in it.
You know, we've heard that over and over again, Linda, where a physician or a nurse will send us something, and they have in their cover letter, usually a semi-apologetic, well, I'm not really a writer, but I just thought, I've seen your journal, I'd like to share this. And then we publish them, and we get another letter back from them, this has changed me. I come to work
really?
Feeling, yeah, they're renewed. They have been recognized as something other than the physician or the nurse that they were before. They now have the title of writer, and it's fairly exciting for them.
I'm sure that's exciting, but also their humanity, their opportunity
exactly.
to share their humanity,
yes.
I think, is also
yes.
profound.
Because I think a lot of times in these professions, people do have to keep a rein on their emotions. And sometimes
patients... To survive, for
to
that
To survive,
matter.
Sure. But patients sometimes misinterpret that as an unfeeling or an indifference, which most of the providers do, you know, care deeply. They care very, very deeply. And I think writing about it gives them an opportunity to say to people, I do care. I do feel. I am trying to understand what it is to be like you.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen. I'm here with Deirdre Nealon. She is the editor of The Healing Muse, and we're talking about the newest issue. So you mentioned that the contributors come from all over. How about this edition? Can you give us a sense of where they've come from?
They've come from a few of the countries are France and England. A few of the states are, actually, I think we covered 36 states in this particular issue.
Wow.
So that's a lot. I mean, we have a lot of people in California and Georgia, Florida, Nebraska, Wisconsin. That's interesting.
In this edition, as well as others, you have a combination of things like short stories, poetry, some
yes,
visual
creative
art.
Fiction we do. And then, yes, for our art, we have artists who are painters who send us reproductions, obviously, of their works. We have photographers. We have knitters. People who are creating crafts around the illnesses that they've had. Very, very interesting pictures in our journal. That's another exciting development. We didn't have any pictures when we first started, and now we have quite an extensive portfolio that I'm proud of.
And is there an interaction in some way, or does the visual stuff augment the literary stuff? Do you try
Yes, we do try to do that. Our art designer is Nancy Sharir, and she does a wonderful job of trying to match sometimes what we've gotten in the prose with what she's seeing that she's getting in the art. And I noticed this issue, we seem to have many submissions about cancer. And it was interesting that we chose for our cover a beautiful portrait that an artist photographer named Angelo Merendino, and he's from Cleveland, Ohio. He did a photographic study of his wife, Jennifer, as she was going through breast cancer diagnosis, prognosis, treatment. And unfortunately, Jennifer did not live. She did not survive the cancer. But Angelo has put together a book, and it's called The Battle We Did Not Win, The Battle We Did Not Choose. And his cover photo of his wife, I think people will find it stunning. In it, she is undergoing treatment. It's clear she has lost her hair. But she is sitting in a beautiful picture window, and she's painting her toenails.
Oh, my.
And
off
to the side, you see the cane that she needs to use. But she is a glorious-looking woman. It is a beautiful portrait, clearly someone who is very well-loved.
Mm.
And inside, Angelo talks a little bit about the other photos that we included. And I think it does go along with this issue that it's the 100th anniversary of the American Cancer Society. We are coming closer than ever, we think, in so many exciting discoveries. But this disease really encapsulates our time. And I think you'll find many moving pieces in this issue about cancer.
Well, speaking of pieces in this issue, whether it be about cancer or not, did you bring something to read?
I did. I brought you something that I found very wonderful when we received it. And I need to just explain a little thing in the beginning of it. There's a term in Zen Buddhism called Shoshin, which means an openness or an eagerness. And it means beginner's mind. And we received this poem from a physician, a family medicine doc named Kaveri Patel, and she's from California. And this is the prayer she has written as a poem that she says every day before she meets her patients. I think it's just lovely. It's called A Physician's Prayer for Beginner's Mind. Let me receive you like a thoughtful letter instead of junk mail, a pleasant surprise over predictable monotony. Tell me, show me who you really are underneath the list of meds and diagnoses. Forgive me if my fear of time has contracted my capacity for panoramic perspective. Come, let's explore the landscape of your life together. Hidden grottos and open fields, places you've neglected. May my presence be a door you've closed on yourself and desperately want to reopen. My silence, an invitation to meet the radiant soul inside the one who suffers.
Wow. That is amazing.
We're talking a lot lately with our physicians in training about being quiet to allow the patient to tell the story. In this poem, Dr. Patel clearly is doing that. She's offering her silence to the patient as a mutual exploration of what the patient is suffering.
And clearly that would be ideal for most patients, most doctors and in their dealings with patients.
Yes.
How often it's not the case, unfortunately, but we would hope that is an ideal.
Exactly. I mean, she even says in the poem, you know, forgive me if my fear of time. The physician is working against this new kind of delivery system that we have, which is get them in, get them out. And if we had 15 or 20 minutes of beginner's mind, which is total concentration on the mindfulness of those 10, 15, 20 minutes, probably we would have much better patient-physician interactions.
Yeah, and it's in an ideal world. That's
absolutely true. Ideal world,
but
yes.
It's wonderful to see a physician express themselves in that way and with that as the ideal.
Yes, I thought so too. And it just encapsulates what we're trying to do in the Muse.
Absolutely. So how can people get copies of the edition?
Oh, thank you for asking. You can call our office, which is area code 315-464-8463, and you will talk to a lovely woman named Lois there, and you can order a copy for $10. Or you can go to our website, thehealingmuse.org, and there's information there as to how to get it.
Well, it sounds like you're very excited about this year's
edition. You know, every year, Linda, I'm very excited, but this year I am more excited than ever.
Really? It sounds like it keeps growing.
It does.
Even in terms of the diversity of entries and the places they come from.
Yes.
I think it's a very, very exciting thing and a great asset.
Oh, thank you.
For Upstate Medical University. And you are a great asset for us. My guest has been Dr. Deirdre Nealon. She's Associate Professor of Bioethics and Humanities, and she's the editor of Upstate's Literary and Visual Arts Journal, The Healing Muse. And we look forward to you returning a little later in the show with another lovely reading, as you do every week.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you,
Deirdre. Linda. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.